This is King Caruso, the Black History Buff, and this is another Black History Month UK recording. The information brought to you today has been provided by the Windrush Foundation. Mona Baptiste was one of the few women on board the Empire Windrush, but somehow she escaped the attention of the majority of the awaiting press. This may be because Miss Baptiste travelled first class, paying twice the fare of the majority of her fellow passengers. Mona was an up-and-coming entertainer in Trinidad who'd been singing on the radio and at dances from the age of 14. Her good looks and vocal range marked her out as special, and she decided to try her luck in London, joining the Windrush in Port of Spain, Trinidad, where she grew up. Two of her fellow passengers were the celebrated Calypsonians, Lord Beginner and Lord Kitchener, and like them, Mona found herself quickly absorbed into London's nightclub and ballroom scene, which had fallen in love with Calypso. Within a few weeks of arriving in Britain, she'd appeared with Beginner on the BBC's Light programme with Stanley Black and his dance orchestra, and was soon touring as guest vocalist with some of the most popular musicians of the day, among them Ted Heath, Edmundo Ross, Cab K, and Stephanie Grappelli. In 1950, she was featured on the same bill as comic Tony Hancock on the Saturday night BBC radio show Variety Bandbox, and a year later recorded her first single, Nat King Cole's Calypso Blues, for Melodisc. French crooner Yves Motland was so impressed with her voice that he invited her to appear at top Parisian cabaret spot La Nouvelle Eve. After this, she began performing in Germany and Belgium. In Germany, she became such a huge success that she decided to settle there, making dozens of records, singing in German, and appearing in a number of films, one of which was the lead in Georgian Best for East German television. From her base in Hamburg, she performed all around Europe, returning frequently to London for a number of prime TV spots. In 1957, she returned to the Caribbean to re-record Calypso Blues. She moved to Ireland in the 1970s to join her new husband and died there in 1993. Though little known in the UK, her records are collector's items in Germany, Austria, the Netherlands and Belgium, where she is celebrated to this day. Mona Baptiste, we salute you. I got this information from the Windrush Foundation, as I said at the beginning of this, and I have to encourage you, if you have Spotify or Apple Music, take a minute just to go through the back catalogue of Mona Baptiste. It's eye-opening, and for me personally, it was like taking a trip back in time. It was like a cultural trip back in time, because I'm going through West Indian culture, because that's where my family is from. And it was interesting to hear a formerly UK-based West Indian singing Calypso in German. Like, you haven't lived until you've heard that, right? So if you've got Apple Music, if you've got Spotify, I just encourage you just to do a quick search. Go listen to Mona Baptiste and listen to the music, and, you know, make sure you're in a quiet place. And I promise you, you'll be transported into a different era, and you'll start to have some different questions about what the world may have been like at that time. I certainly did. Well, this has been me, King Caruso, the Black History Buff. I hope you found this useful. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you're keeping safe. I hope you're keeping well. New episodes coming soon. Take care. And remember, Black history is world history.
Baba la ba shango wie.